Welcome to the Center for Teaching and Learning's Academic Advising First Year Support Podcast, where the First Year Advising team aims to equip you with the tools you need to transition and seamlessly navigate through the first year of your student journey, saying hashtag Hello First Year. Lucy Sehloho is a passionate woman, a wife and a mother of two, born and bred in Welkom. Also Lucy, as she is fondly known, is a product of the University of the Free State and is currently working in the university's Department of Student Affairs. Today, we bring you a warm, loving, and passionate somebody, affectionately known as Os Lucy, or Mother First Year to many. Welcome, Melusi Sehloho. Welcome to our podcast. We are so grateful that you were able to squeeze us into your very busy schedule. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure. And I must say, I wish I was seeing them physically in front of me. I think physical interactions are still one of the biggest things that humans need.
Oh, yes.
So it's always nice seeing them, but I know that they will enjoy listening to us chat.
The topic of the day, motivation. Some people call it grits. Some call it perseverance. But we would like to know, what do you call it, Melusi? What gives you the drive to stand up, to look forward to the future, and to move on from the past? What's motivation for you?
Motivation for me, well, if we don't dwell on the definitions, I mean, of what is motivation. For me personally, it has changed over time. When I was a child, it was obviously to make my parents proud. It was to, you know, impress people within the spaces that I was in. And as I grew older with life growing and responsibilities, it changes.
Mm-hmm.
And for now, it is more about making an impact within my family, mm-hmm. my extended family, as well as within the communities that I'm serving. And there's quite a couple. So motivation for me is no longer about impressions
mm-hmm.
or impressing people anymore or making anyone proud, but simply making an impact and a positive impact for that matter. I think I've done almost everything that I thought I mm-hmm. wanted to do.
Sure.
Everything for now is literally, you know, a bonus because mm-hmm. I never had big dreams. You know, all our dreams was to get a degree, you know, get a job.
Yeah.
So I never had dreams to become a celebrity, never had a dream to become a businessman or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So everything that I'm achieving now is literally for me cherry on top. And for me, that gives me the motivation to literally live for others and because I'm already living the bonus.
Wow. Wow. That is so wonderful. That is really, really wonderful. For some years, you've worked with first-year students. Please tell us a little about your experience with working closely with them.
Mm.
Our future leaders, the future of the world, these first-year students, how has your experience been?
Sure. The first few years were fun. I think I started working here as a secretary to the director in student life. So it was a buffer. So I what I did was to support others. And then when I started becoming, you know, the sole, you know, manager of mm-hmm. a program to welcome all first years within the university, it kind of changed because I got to interact with some of them on an individual level. And some of their life stories are quite, you know, they stick with you for the rest of your life.
Mm.
And some of their life stories are, you know, you can tell that this person still has not figured out what they want to do with their lives. But others have such a huge burden on their shoulders. And I think it's a lot of those. So over the years that I've worked with them, I have this thing that the one that I touch,
mm-hmm.
may it be for their betterment.
Wow.
And for me, what's more important is to also connect them because I've learned while working with the people that I work with within student affairs as well, that students who are isolated or mm-hmm. who don't have friends or a community are the most vulnerable. So connection for me has become the most important thing. So I try and connect them with somebody who has walked their journey or somebody who's currently walking their journey as much as possible. And now that I'm currently not in Gateway or in orientation anymore, I do connect them with playing my successor as well as all the other colleagues that I have within student affairs so that they know where they can find help and when they need it. Because half the time, you only realize that you need something when you need it.
That's
you
true.
Don't know beforehand.
Oh, yes.
And when you are getting help from somebody else, you realize that there's somebody else within the system that also can help you.
Mm-hmm.
A simple example is our social support unit. You think you can go there just for, you know, seeing a social worker, but it can actually also lead you to seeing my food environment colleague in getting a food pack. So you only realize when you are meeting someone that there's something else that the system also has to offer you. And for me, those connections have become very important for first-year students. A university physically is like a town. It's like a city. For somebody who comes from a high school that has a very small building. So I always think about it in that way to say, how do I connect them? How do I make them see the bigger picture and be able to connect with all the role players within the system as fast as possible?
Mm.
So, yeah.
Having been a mother-like figure to so many first-year students over the years, through the initiatives that you have headed, what qualities do we enjoy most about first-year students?
Oh, the fact that they are fun.
Mm-hmm.
they are very fun and they are very receiving. I think something that we take for granted is how ready to receive the first-year students are.
Mm-hmm.
So, which makes them also very vulnerable at the same time. So it's very important for us to realize that they come here ready to receive.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever you package, whatever you have prepared for them, they will receive. It is only later will it make sense to them or will they realize that maybe this one is not for me. So it's very important for us when we package things, when we give them everything, whether it's information, a hug, a smile, a hello, to always remember that it is something that they are looking to receive because they have no idea or what the space is about. So whatever they see in front of them, they take it that this is meant for me and I'm meant to receive. And yeah, if we think like that, I think we will be more open to packaging things for their betterment and for them to, you know, we shy away from saying survive, but for somebody, survival is the only thing that they have. And then that there will be that one person who will, you know, thrive, you know. But packaging everything, information, a hug, a hi, a smile, a nod, everything that you package for first-year student, just take it that this first-year student is ready to receive. And that's the one thing I love about them. They're ready to receive.
Very receiving and very genuine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. If they break down, you see it. If they are fun and they want to have fun, you see it. And they bring fresh energy. And maybe that's why I don't age.
Yes, they keep you young.
Every single year, you get a new group of 18-year-olds and you interact them at their level.
Mm.
They tell you what's new. They tell you what's hip and happening, sometimes without even words. Quite recently, they told me to change my picture, my university picture, because I look old.
Oh, my.
And that I must refresh it. And for me, those are the things that those are the feedback that keeps me going. It keeps me looking forward to more. What's more? What can we do more? How can we incorporate more of first-year students, of their knowledge, of their information into the system to ensure that the system keeps running and it stays relevant for new and incoming, you know, I wouldn't call them teenagers anymore, young adults, because that's what they are as they come into the space.
So coming to you, what obstacles do you remember experiencing yourself as a first-year student, similar to what you've seen first-year students of now experience? What advice can you offer them? And how would you say, or what should they do to overcome these obstacles?
Yeah, there's quite a lot. But at the top of my head, I think one of the most recurring ones is them feeling, or quite a few that I've met, feeling that they have chosen a degree that is not really what they want to study.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes it comes with just wanting to get a job. At the end of the day, you just want to create a living for yourself. And for me, I always say, I refer them to SCD, and I also refer them to CTL, to their faculties, to find out, even though sometimes it does work out that you're studying a degree that you're not so passionate about, finding out what other things can you do with your degree that helps you. It then sustains you. Because sometimes you think, you know, just a BSc degree, I'm going to work in a lab. But then you kind of realize there's other things. You could actually be in cosmetics, which could be fun for you, because maybe that's a passion for you on the side. So it's finding out what other possibilities there are for the degree that you're doing. But also get help from SCD, get help from CTL on finding your true, you know, compass, so that you can change as soon as possible and live your dream. But again, in this day and age, one of the other most challenging things that I see is how many of our students are struggling to really just survive.
Oh, yes.
With food, with paying tuition fees. And at this point, I don't know. I don't know if we have enough resources, if we have enough answers. But I think eventually there's a lot of voices in the system. There's a lot of ideas within the system. And the students themselves are coming up with ideas. And I hope one day we will have a sustainable solution, especially when it comes to NSFAS. But that has been the most recurring problem that I see most students coming through with every single year. And I really hope and wish that we can find a sustainable solution as higher education, but as well as human beings, as us on an individual level. And I think perhaps this is something that needs to be taken to schools on how, you know, parents and learners can start looking for alternatives outside of NSFAS before they get to university. How do you save money? And I know it's, now that I sit here as a parent, I look at my salary sometimes and I think, you know, will it be enough, you know, to pay for books, to pay for accommodation, to pay for meals? I know it's not enough, but I wish somebody had told me that, you know, many years ago, before I started even thinking of building a family. And I think if we can have more of these conversations earlier on, more people can be aware of how much it costs for somebody to get a degree. I mean, a 3-year degree costs a lot of money. And it's not just tuition fee.
Of course.
There's also living expenses that comes with it. And I think that knowledge needs to come out much more often and louder within the communities, so that more parents can be aware of the challenges that are within the higher education space.
Oh, wow. Thank you for that answer, Melusi. But have you always known that you wanted to be where you are? And also, in your first year, did you also experience such challenges, or have things changed?
Yeah. No, not a lot has changed. I wanted to be a doctor, like everybody else. when you grow up, being a good student in maths and science, all we were channeled to do was to become a doctor. It was either I was going to be a doctor, a nurse, or a teacher, a policeman, you know, all the normal ones. And then I applied, but I applied late. So by the time my application got here, I actually am a COFSI. I'm an alumni of the university. So by the time it arrived, it was late. And then my other option was physiotherapy, which I then found out it was also too late for it. And then eventually I did BSc in chemistry. But luckily for me, the advisor at the time looked at my mathematics and my accounting results and said maybe I should do management.
Oh.
So there was a chemistry and management package or I don't know what they call course route at the time. So I did that. And that has enabled me to live outside of the sciences because eventually I was able to pursue industrial psychology, and which is more in line with who I am personally and stuff. So hence I say for me, it was a light.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for a lot of students, there still is that light. If you can find out what other career routes are still or are available to you using your degree as it is currently, perhaps that is the route that you can take. I definitely wanted to be a doctor. I wanted to be a singer as well, but my dad said singers don't make money. And but luckily for me, as life would have it, I am still singing, even though I'm not singing at a highly professional level or a national level,
oh, yeah.
that is. But I'm still living the dream of being a, you know, a singer. And I think it's that light is available for everyone. You just need to define for yourself how big you want certain things. I've never wanted to work for a big company.
Mm-hmm.
I've never wanted to be a celebrity. So what I have now is more than adequate. And I think a lot of people, we look at celebrities and we look at the well-known people and we think we want to be like
them.
That's true. But internally, truthfully, a lot of people just want to be normal human beings who have their own little, you know, space that they can make a contribution to. And it's okay. And I think more people need to be more comfortable with that. You know, there's enough for all of us. And if you focus and concentrate on what you have in front of you and what's given to you, the community that you're living in, it should sustain you for the rest of your life.
All you need to do is focus.
Yep.
Work at it.
Yep.
Ask questions.
Yeah. Ask for guidance. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Ask for guidance. A lot of people, we're too scared because of these big things. I think social media has become our biggest downfall.
That's true.
It is big. It's guiding us. It's showing people how big you can dream.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to dream big. But it's also giving false information out there as well. Because now everybody all of a sudden wants to become big. But there's small ponds. There's rivers. There's streams.
Mm-hmm.
And some people belong in a river. Some people belong in a pond. But all of us flow into the ocean eventually.
That's true.
It's how you see the big picture, and as soon as everybody can find themselves in the ecosystem and find their meaning, find their value, contribute, you know, positively, I think everybody should be fine. We'll eventually get to wherever this life ends, and we look at it and see the positivity each and every one of us has created or, you know, contributed towards.
I love that. We are all flowing into the ocean anyway, so all you have to do is flow.
Yeah.
Do you perhaps have a short story you could share with us where you have seen a first-year student overcome difficulties and challenges? Did they have adequate support? And what life lesson did you learn from the student's experience?
No, I can think of many of them. Currently, there is one that I have worked with. And when this person started as a first-year student, they did not think that they had it in them to actually complete their degree. In fact, at some stage, they were considering changing the route and changing the degree altogether. And as we speak currently, the person works in Cape Town, happy.
Sure.
And I sometimes look at the day when he graduated and realize that that possibly could have been one of the most shocking days of his life.
Oh, yeah.
Because he never thought he would actually graduate. I think it was one of the happiest moments for us, for me and for a few of our colleagues in the office. Because we saw him, you know, through the the whole journey of, I want to drop out, I want to leave, I want to change the degree, and to the day when he eventually graduated. So, and there's quite a lot of stories like that. There's quite a lot of stories of somebody who, not necessarily through me, but through the Gateway buddies that worked with me at the time, one student actually left the university, decided, you know what, I don't want to study anymore. But 2 years down the line, sent a WhatsApp message to one of the Gateway buddies to say, you know what, thank you so much for that advice you gave me. I actually did drop out and I started a company. And it's now doing well. So it's some of the stories are not just stories of somebody who graduated, but it's somebody who saw the light outside. There is another Gateway buddy that I can think of now who is at another university in Gauteng. He also changed his degree course and he then decided, you know what, I'm going to try somewhere else. But it was because of, you know, the connections of speaking to somebody, the relevant person within SED, between, you know, colleagues that would be sharing their life stories, and this person found who he is, and he eventually is now studying something that he really passionately likes. And those are moments. There's quite there's quite a lot.
I can imagine.
There's quite a lot.
Because then there's me.
Yo, there's quite a lot. I think I could write a book. I could write a book about the stories of first-year students who have, you know, overcome whatever obstacle and came back. And those who did not come back, that we hear from others, that, Melusi, do you remember so-and-so? I saw him the other day. He was, you know, doing this and that.
Oh, yeah.
And those moments are quite uplifting for me as well, to realize that what we are doing here has value and has a positive impact on people's lives.
Sure. That's really a mouthful, and it's very inspiring, all the lives that you've impacted. And I hope you first year listening to this, you can take something from these people's journeys. So let that motivate you as well. To a first year student having a hard time transitioning still, at this time, and finding it even harder to find a sense of belonging, what message of hope do you have for them?
Sure. Don't be alone. Email scd@ufs.ac.za. Get an advisor to speak to you. The Student Affairs Department runs a mentorship program. If you are at rest, find a mentor. If you are living off campus, there is a commuter student SRC member within Student Affairs. Connect with them. Find somebody that will be able to connect you with the right person. There is an answer for every single challenge and obstacle within the university. We have a staff member. We have an office dedicated to every single problem that we have encountered over the years, and you just don't know it. So my advice for a first year who's still struggling to transition is to connect. Any first year who still feels that I'm struggling with a sense of community, I don't have anywhere that I feel I belong, come to Student Affairs at the Steve Biko House. Find somebody to speak to there. We will connect you with a relevant person. There is a lot of communities. There are many associations. I don't know if you know. Students connect by themselves. And they create little groups. They create little families. So you could be feeling that you are alone, and you could find that there's actually an association for people like you. We might be sitting here and thinking, I'm an introvert. There could be an association for introverts. Because students do register every association. They find each other and they register an association. So you just need to find the right person to connect you with the right people that are like-minded, that can take you through your moments or frustrations, your moments of being lost or feeling confused, or just generally feeling, you know what, I want to connect for fun. There is a strong community within the university. You just need somebody to connect. If all else fails, mm-hmm. you can find me. I will definitely connect you with people who are like you. I will definitely connect you with students who have walked this path before, even if they are senior students mm-hmm. or even alumni. I mean, there's still a lot of people who are willing to just connect, maybe a call, maybe a WhatsApp message every now and then from somebody who will tell you it's possible. Nice. I've done it before.
Sure.
So don't feel that you are alone. Don't feel that this is the first time, you know, somebody goes through. It might be first for you. And yes, it's valid that you are experiencing it for the first time. But somebody, even if they are not at UFS, but somebody mm-hmm. somewhere has gone through something similar. And we can find that somebody and they can take you through the process.
I love that. Just connect.
Just connect.
There are many, many resources all there to help you with whatever you need.
Yeah.
With that, Melusi, can you please sneak in one final request? Oh, we've asked for so much from you.
Oh my God.
One last request.
As long as I don't sing.
You have read my mind. Please, just one more to Nyan.
Well, it's an old song, so I don't know if this generation will know this song. It's count on me through thick and thin, a friendship that will never end. When you are weak, I will be strong, helping you to carry on. Call on me, I will be there. Don't be afraid. Please believe me when I say, count on, you can count on me.
Oh, amazing, amazing, amazing.
Yeah, it comes from that old generation, that old generation. But I must say, ooh, the artist these days, fire,
mm-hmm.
fire.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. We're feeling so blessed. We are so happy.
Thank you.
Thank you, Uslusi, for this wonderful pleasure of speaking and for you allowing and coming through to collaborate with us. We wish you blessings on everything that your future holds.
Thank you.
Our hope is that our first-year students listening will not only be motivated, but will have the courage to connect, seek help, and fetch their lives.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, that's it from myself and the first-year advising team from CTL, signing off with the hashtag Hello First Year! That's it for now. Keep an ear out for the next one.